chat. But before you went off for your weekend, sort of a curious thing. I've noticed that the market in the last 3 days went down 2 points one day, 3 points the next, 3 points the next. And they said, no, you know, great concern, this and that. It goes up 7 points today, and they said, selective buy. Isn't that the goddamnedest thing?
Yes, it is.
But on the other hand, it's doing very well.
940 is not available.
It's holding right where it ought to be.
Exactly.
We don't want it, you know, to move too fast, too soon. You're not, no, that wasn't in my reading file today.
Oh, I sent it about a week ago. I had a long talk with Reagan. And,
oh, a week ago, yeah, I saw that.
Yep, and
where he said that he was very...
He thinks by June it's going to be well up there and over 1,000.
By June?
Yeah, he thinks it'll break it by June. And he says by all the other indicators it's near an all-time high. And, of course, you know, the economic news is good, but...
I noticed, for example, that Walter Cronkite said that the leading indicators, it was the lowest increase in 4 months. But for Christ's sakes, that sounds like that son of a bitch. What's that guy that...
Sure,
he wrote it, didn't he?
He's the economic reporter. He does. And,
that's unbelievable. It was up. That's the main thing.
Well, and it's been up to 6 months in a row, and February was...
8 months. 8 months in a row.
February was a more modest decline than the others, but what the hell, you know.
It can't go up, I know.
So I suggested that Herb Stein has Cronkite and him for lunch one day, and then has Camp in his office, and then has Chandler, because Herb is so good at this.
Yeah. Would you do that right away?
Yes, sir.
He should have Cronkite alone, and then bring him into the office, and I'll say hello to him.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
Tell him that the president will be glad to have a little, you know, chat with him by, you know.
Well, I'll try to set that up for one
yeah.
day when we can.
One day when I'm in town.
In
good.
You know, the retail sales, Mr. President, I've been trying to sit down and write you a memo all week because...
You've been busy with other things, I know.
Great,
we're going to forget the goddamn thing.
No, that's going to come out of my head.
Well, my point is this. The main point of our conversation today was to get you, first, a little rest, and second, let's start concentrating, by God, on the offensive and get off of this damn thing. I mean, we've been on the defensive too damn long.
Yeah, that's right. And that's exactly their game, and to keep us that way, and we can't play into their hands.
Right. Go ahead.
It was worth it to try, but...
You did great.
Actually helped a little bit this week.
Helped a little bit. Good God, you confused it. That's the main thing.
Yeah, I read the Star column tonight. Christ, they can't make head or tail out of all the technical reports. It's fading, though. It's fading in I was going to say, on the weekly retail sales that I just got the report on tonight.
Yeah? What is that?
For release today. For the week ending March 26th, the 8.1 billion is up 1.5% over the preceding week, 8% above the week ending March 26th. But the most significant thing, for the four most recent weeks, the year-to-year increase is 10%. The durable goods up 15%, non-durable goods up 8%. And the total, exclusive, the people in New York that I hear from time to time,
yeah,
this marvelous Japanese economist who's good at being.
What's his name?
Nag.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Nakayama.
Yeah.
He's a short student from Chicago. He wrote a brilliant piece about 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, in which he said the government statistics are all wet on retail sales. And then he went through his complete analysis and the results of their poll. Department stores, and then he pointed out why he had kind of a mild winter, and the component that normally rises when it grows didn't, but all the other indicators did.
Yeah.
The government statistics aren't.
Why does a mild winter make it worse?
Apparently, people don't go out to buy overseas.
Oh, I see. Sure.
It hit the clothing market. Very soft. Also, you don't have the same utility purchases.
But you watch the spring. Once spring comes, it's going to bust, right?
Well, every week, these retail sales figures, I've now been watching these figures that come out, and every week they're coming up, and that's way different. I think if you look at four weeks, maybe a 10% increase over a year, can't tell that. That is not a sluggish retail sales picture. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to Herb about this time, and he said, well, we have serious questions about the government's new way of measuring retail sales.
Right.
so it could be a hell of a lot better picture than that's the only place where it's been true up, is we everything else. We insured employment, unemployment claims coming down. I just think it's going right on target. The market will reflect that. They would, you know, every day when they...
Every day it bounced back today as it does always at the end of the week.
That's right. But if you look at it, Reagan said look at it on a month-to-month basis. Don't try to look at it on a daily basis because you're going to have up and
down. Yeah, what do you say then? On a month?
Well, on look at it on a month-to-month basis. We've been making steady movement up. You know, we're back at the 49-50 range. And he tried to go off the monthly figures. But then he said go by the New York Times. And he said, of course, not go by the Dow Jones.
Yeah, the Dow Jones, a lot of people aren't buying blue chips, they're buying other things.
That's correct. And also Dow Jones, for example, that doesn't have IBM, one of the big movers in the market. He made some very good points, but his general consensus is that we're on a very healthy course. Liquidity is good, finally, and the foreign money coming back in. The nature of the investor is different. We can expect the market to go up. Bradshaw, when I talked to him about
yeah, about IT&T, yeah.
Well, I talked about that, but about the whole Illinois political situation. But he said people 6 months ago were talking about the economy, and they aren't. You know, he traveled to California and Florida. He's got a lot of mobile homes and projects.
Right.
And he said, the public attitude, he said, I don't find anything right now that is hurting people. 6 months ago.
Except with the housewives, according to Sinlinger.
Well, that's right.
But I think that's why Connolly's thing was very, very good.
No, that was superb. I think we've got some follow-up ideas on that, but we can begin to kind of hit a steady drumbeat with all our abilities. And if we build that psychology, other exchanges do what my idea is. I've got a suggestion to you in the letter to the president here. And just sort of start this thing rolling, you know, if others follow the example.
Just send the letters out to me.
Yes.
Also, you might call Hope Lewis and say it's time for his crowd to get going.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and just say that things are moving along and talk bullish.
Yeah, you said a hell of a good group. That's right. I will call Hope.
Okay. Well, now you talk to your wife and
yes, sir.
Get off and have your vacation, okay?
I'll have the best. I appreciate it.
And don't think about a thing over the weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.